So we're here to find out a little bit more about our new pastor, Reverend Anderson. He's agreed to answer a few questions about himself, so let's get straight into it. Can you tell us, where did you grow up, and what can you tell us about your family?
Well, I grew up in New Zealand, in the region of Wellington. I was born in Wellington, grew up in Silver Stream, and have two brothers under me. One of them's also in Australia, as are my parents these days, but the youngest brother, he's still in New Zealand, or in New Zealand.
So what made you want to become a minister?
Yeah, that's a bit of a long story. But I guess I grew up in church, appreciated church life, went through catechism, and then eventually did my profession of faith. I had to really think about the question whether it was my faith and not just my parents before I did that. But after I did profession of faith, I really got to thinking, well, now I've got to do it for myself. And so I trotted down to the minister and asked him, I want to read a Christian book. Tell me what I should read. Well, he was a Calvin fan, so he said, go read Calvin. So there I had a job in the summer at nearby the university, and so I went out to the library there and just picked up the first book of Calvin that came off the shelf, and it happened to be a commentary on 2 Corinthians. Read through that in my lunch breaks. The funny thing is, though, you can see the Lord's leading in this. It was the first time that I had done study for God's Word for myself. And the Scriptures really began to open up for me. And that was the beginning of a real thirst to learn more about the Gospel, to learn more about the Bible, to understand that. And going along with that, the desire to impart that knowledge. And so I became really involved with youth group and everything else. And, yeah, one thing led to another. And there was a growing desire to study for the ministry. Yeah.
So how long have you been preaching for, and where have you preached?
I guess I've been a minister of the gospel for the last 16 years and in the Netherlands. I did my theological studies in Canada, then went to the Netherlands where I did my PhD, and then eventually stayed. Served there initially two churches, and later on just one church, a village church on the coast in the Netherlands.
Okay. All right. So what do you look forward to doing or experiencing here in Western Australia?
Yeah, that's a big question. Well, I'm going to let the Lord take his leading in that one. But I do look forward to the pastoral ministry here, especially teaching. I love teaching and catechizing. And it's a wonderful opportunity to see how much also the congregation here can make an impact on the local community. I think that's really important. And the church has so much to offer here, not only materially, but especially also spiritually. And it will be great to see that the Free Reformed Church of Rockingham could be put on the community map, as it were.
Okay, we'll go into some of your hobbies and interests. Apart from being a pastor, I've heard you're a bit of a talented musician. And what is it about the harpsichord in particular that takes your interest?
Yeah, that goes back a long way to my studies in music in New Zealand. And when I first heard the instrument, I used to have a really old one back there in at the university from about 1750. And, I loved it. Just love at first sight, as you could say. And I love the older music that goes along with it. And I have really developed that as a hobby and like to perform now and then.
Okay, so how will you make use of your musical talents here in Rockingham?
Well, I think what I used to do in Holland was a few times a year I'd give a big house concert for about 60 people at a time, and I'd like to do that here as well. And I have yet to find out how much early music interest there is in the region of Perth. We'll have to give the Aussies a chance.
Okay. I've heard you also make model submarines. Where did this interest come from? And do you only make submarines?
I enjoy model making. I used to do it as a teenager, and then for years I did nothing. And then in Holland I always had boarders. And it was actually one of my boarders that started taking up model making again. And I thought, oh, well, I'll come along and do it with you. And one thing led to another. A hobby with me never stays quiet. It sort of goes out of all proportions. And so we started the idea of making a working model submarine, and one thing led to another, and we're still busy with it.
Okay. What other hobbies or interests do you have apart from those?
Aren't they enough?
So you might have more.
Well, I sing, so I do more with music than just the harpsichord, and I play the pipe organ as well, but that's about it. You can't do too much.
All right, thank you for your time, and we look forward to having you here as our pastor and minister.
Thank you very much.